You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
All right, everybody's ready to give you our lightning bets going into the weekend. Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now and use our code BetQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. And don't forget to sign up with our code BetQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So, are you ready? Went over the MLB card earlier on. There are six things that I really, really like. So I'm working on narrowing this thing down going into this 16-game day. We've got Ranji here, Jay Kassan, Reed Wallach from BetQL. Also, Jake Galley has some UFC for you. Ranji, why don't you start us off on this Friday? We going baseball?
We are going to go baseball first. Let me ask you, are you confident enough in what we were talking about earlier, the White Sox to sweep a doubleheader today? Was it still plus 125?
Yeah, and there are some people alerting me on Twitter that if you shop around, you can find a plus 140 on that.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh.
It happens a lot in baseball.
Yeah.
Doubleheaders get split all the time. I know there are some people that think, oh, you just take the loser of game one and game two. No, you probably should not do that. But with these two specific matchups, yeah, I'm getting plus money. The Sox should sweep today. And we should be talking about a Royals 13-game losing streak. Sorry.
Baseball is baseball, right?
Yeah.
Weird things happen in baseball. It's not like betting anything else. But with these two starters, as you mentioned, Kopech and Giolito, going against Junis and what's
Keller.
His face again? Keller.
Keller.
I mean, Keller, yeah. Who they destroy. I mean, that look, if anything sets up for a team to sweep a doubleheader, it is set up perfectly for that to happen for the White Sox today. So I do like that. The others that I do also like, I mentioned this one earlier, the Yankees team total over 5. It was at minus 115. Now it's at minus 110. So that's even more attractive to me. They got Corey Kluber going against Kramer, who has not done well against the Yankees. They have a 921 OPS against him, and that is it's 58 at-bats. It's not a ton of at-bats, but there is a little bit of a track record there. So I do like the Yankees, even if they might be missing some guys because of the COVID situation. Kramer just really has not been very good at all. I also mentioned the first 5 Phillies. Plus 125 for them against the Blue Jays in Toronto. And a lot of it is because, well, I mean, Velasquez hasn't been great against them, but I like the Phillies. They're playing good baseball right now. I like them in Toronto. That's a team that I think maybe a little undervalued still at this point of the season. And maybe, you know, they'll get a little bit more attention as the year goes on. But I think the Phillies are a pretty good team. So Phillies in Toronto, I like them first 5 at plus 125.
I like those a lot. I like where you're going. Sox sweep, Yankees, Phillies, all good stuff. All right. Some I'm going to agree with. Yeah, White Sox sweep. I'm going with the White Sox sweep as well. If you're finding plus 20, plus 125, plus 140, I like all of that. I will I'll roll with you on that one. I agree with the Phillies, but I'm not going to make it a lightning bet. Glasnow over 8.5 is plus money with his 40% K rate on the season.
Oh, I come on. Every time.
Oh, every I know. Time. Oh, well, let's talk through this, Jake. Like, are you hesitant at all because the Mets have the third lowest strikeout rate in all of baseball?
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
When it's 8.5, we should just bet it, right? Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, please stop stealing my bets.
Why don't you go ahead? I'll give you Glasnow. Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to mention?
I think you're both wrong. I think the Mets are going to win today. I mean, Glasnow might get his strikeouts, but
yeah, I don't care if the Mets win.
I don't care who wins.
Well, he might. I'm saying he might. But I mean, if he strikes out 9, you would think Tampa wins that game.
Sometimes.
Probably.
Yeah.
But the Mets are kind of good.
The thing is for me with Glasnow, his stuff is so dirty. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like when a guy is this good and his stuff is this filthy, it just doesn't matter.
And that's I'm kind of cheating because I know you take Glasnow every single start. Did you have anything else you want to add, Jake?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Kopech 2 strikeouts, and I'm gonna keep playing.
What is it?
I haven't seen it yet. But
yeah,
no matter what it is, I'm gonna take it. As long as it's like 6 or 7.5, I'll probably take it. And then I'm gonna keep hitting this. I'm playing with fire for sure. But Jared Kelenic to homer, I'm just gonna keep doing it because it's gotta happen at some point rather than later. He actually hits lefties pretty decently in the minors, and he hit a missile yesterday that just didn't fall for a hit. So I'm gonna go Kelenic to homer against Savali. He is right now to homer plus 470. I'm seeing it.
Ooh.
So I'm going to take that. I love debut homers, and it's when you're that good, it's got to happen eventually.
What is he to get a hit today?
Please hold.
It was
minus 260 yesterday, yeah, so I'm assuming it's going to be in the same realm as that.
It's going to be up there.
And then for Saturday, Cole Irvin.
Oh, my gosh.
Cole Irvin tomorrow, that's the only one. His strikeouts are probably going to be 5, 6.5. The Twins are down so atrociously bad. They don't know what is up and what's down right now. So I'm going to go Irvin strikeouts tomorrow as well.
You were so excited with that call-up yesterday. I did notice there are some Twitter accounts that track barrels when you – to explain
yeah, it's
to
awesome.
People. I forgot what exactly the number is, how fast you have to hit it for it to be considered a barrel. But right away, like he was getting barrels yesterday in his first game in the major.
Yeah, I love this. I love Kelenic. He's awesome. He's so great. The Mets just shipped him. I mean, I guess Diaz is still pretty decent, but
did you bet him for Rookie of the Year?
Kelenic? No.
Yeah. It's enough time.
It is a good thing the Seattle made him wait 6 weeks. He needed that six weeks.
Thank God he got those 6 AAA games in. Really helpful.
He had to have that, you know, to get the seasoning or whatever they call it.
Defense. Yeah. Had to work on his defense.
Defense. Yeah, I got to work on the defense.
So silly.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so what am I going to do? Just agree with the show today? I like the Glasnow as well. I like the White Sox sweep, just like Ranji. To mix it up a little bit, Cincinnati Reds are plus 100 at the Rockies. It's Wade Miley against Marquez. The only thing I can come up with is Marquez has terrific history. It is a small sample size of 32 plate appearances against the Reds. I'm sure a lot of it, that was last year when their offense was scuffling. But give me the better pitcher. Give me the better offense as the underdog, please. I will take the Reds as plus 100. Another one I want to throw out there. Bit of a flyer at plus 180, but why not? Give me Texas in the first 5 innings with Wes Benjamin, my guy, going
your
against
guy.
Zach Greinke. Yeah, down here for Greinke.
I like that one, Joe.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I like it is because sometimes teams have difficulty against pitchers they haven't seen, and he's making a second start. So second ever start. So, you know, in the major leagues. So maybe that will set up well for him. And I want to go back to this Mets-Tampa Bay thing just to give you a little bit more clarity on why I like the Mets. They were at 139. Now they're at plus 143. So it's an even better number now. Tampa's not good against left-handed pitching. They really haven't been, and they strike out a ton. They strike out like 32% of the time against left-handers. So a third of the time they're striking out. That might be a bad matchup for them today, even with Glasnow pitching. So the Mets underdog, 143, do it.
Okay. Raji says the Mets get their eighth consecutive victory. So I got mine. Raji got his plays in. Hassan as well. Let's check in with Reed Wallach from BetQL.co. Reed, what's on your mind for Lightning Bets?
Hey, guys. I got two baseball plays from the BetQL model. The first one is the Cubs, minus 135 against the Tigers. Cubs on a bit of a skid, but the BetQL model has us lined at minus 156. So the Cubs is the first five-star play against the Tigers. And the second one is the Reds Rockies over 10.5. Wade Miley's first start after the no-hitter last weekend. And the Reds' explosive offense, top five in OPS this year. The model has 11.5 projected runs in this game. So take the over in Reds Rockies.
Awesome. Anything else that you're going to be betting personally that you want to mention?
Yeah, I got an article coming out on BetQL.com probably this afternoon, my UFC best bets. But one, the main event I guess I'll talk about is I'm betting Michael Chandler to beat Charles Oliveira. And if you want to get a little, I guess, creative, I took Chandler first round finish at plus 400. You could find a 500 out there. I think Chandler's going to overwhelm Oliveira quick and get a first round knockout.
All right. First round knockout for Chandler. Reed, have an excellent weekend. Best of luck, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
BetQL.co, check out his column there. And our very own Jake Alley has something on the UFC he wants to pass along to the BetQL Daily audience. What's going on,
Jake? Hey, guys. Reed jumped my play, so it makes me feel good. Reed's on the same side as me. Not the first round, but I did have Michael Chandler by knockout. You can get it at plus 180 on points bet. Oliveira is a really tough customer, but just the power that Chandler has for a guy his size, it's uncanny. It's going to be a close fight, probably going to be a fun fight. So I'll be watching and hopefully rooting for Chandler here.
All right. I'll get down on that one as well. Chandler, good stuff. Thank you, Jake. All right, everybody got their picks in. It scares me a little bit that we're all on the same page as far as the Major League Baseball card today.
What do you mean, Joe? Consensus is good.
Sox, Glasnow, Phillies. Good point by Reed. That's probably why we're seeing some support on Colorado. It's just the thing people do. They're going to fade the guy coming off the no-hitter.
Well, yeah, that's pretty standard, especially when you're thinking this dude threw a no-hitter. Yeah. Like the kind of surprising no-hitters are the ones where you really want to fade the next outing.
Yes.
You know, if it's somebody like
Phillip Umber.
Yeah, like if it's Scherzer throws a no-hitter, you're probably not going to fade him because it's Max Scherzer. But when it's Wade Miley, you might feel like doing it.
And our guy in Baltimore, he looked good his next outing, six scoreless innings. So it's not like it works in every situation.
Oh, well, no, John Means is the real deal. That's different. That guy's going to be a multiple-time All-Star.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say Cy Young.
No, well, he's not going to do that.
There are people that got some crazy tickets before the season started on Means before the year started. Like I heard some Vegas books had like 500-1.
Garrett Cole exists, buddy.
Yeah, I know. So. Glasnow too, who we'll see today. We hope gets a lot of strikeouts. All right, Raji, you're in. How many days next
Wednesday,
week?
Thursday, Friday. I've got the score Monday, Tuesday. So talk to you next week starting Wednesday.
Excellent. That's a lot of Raji. All right, we'll see how it goes.
You're welcome.
It's a lot of betting aside. It's going to be fun. All right, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Talk to you guys on Monday. Best of luck with all your wagers. Keep it here on the BetQL Audio Network.